Have your weekend breakfast
with Refilwe and Mpakanyane on 702.
Let's walk the talk.
40 minutes past nine, time now to look at the effects of the current rolling blackouts and load shedding, the effects that that has had on the state of doing business. But most importantly, the question we're asking is, how have retailers who rely heavily on point of sale devices for transactions, how have they been affected? I read a really interesting article earlier on this week by Nick Wilson, you know, and the headline there was that South African shoppers abandoned trolleys as load shedding kills pay points. And of course, the frustration of consumers, no doubt, is palpable. But how are retailers themselves feeling? What has been the impact there? Of course, retailers using older generation pay terminals, which still rely on SIM cards and data connectivity, that gets impacted when cell phone towers go down or their batteries, backup batteries, don't have enough time to recharge in between the cycles of load shedding. Sure, we're dealing with a lot these days. Helping us just unpack the impact of these rolling blackouts, but of course how small businesses and larger corporations and retailers are trying to respond to these challenges is Craig Newborn, who is the CEO of Pay Just Now. Craig Newborn, welcome to Weekend Breakfast. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Looking forward to it.
So, Craig, not easy times at all. We pride ourselves as South Africans in being resilient, in making a plan. Just put us in the picture in terms of pay point systems and the fact that there have been so many startups, there's been a proliferation of pay point systems that are cheap, that are affordable, that are mobile, and that let pretty much anyone be able to trade and take a debit card or a credit card. But unfortunately, those endeavors or those innovations stymied by load shedding. What's the extent of the problem?
So yes, there's definitely not great news. The smaller retailers are seeing the brunt of the impact. They are primarily, they only have a single device where they accept credit and debit cards. And the challenge that we are seeing is actually with the rolling blackouts, you are unable to get sufficient charge onto your terminal device between the blackouts. So mm-hmm. you might be fine for the first one, but as soon as the second big wave comes through, you don't have battery life because you haven't had enough time to charge. And that's having a massive toll on the smaller to medium retailers, from what we are being able to see. The larger retailers are responding, I think everybody's responding at looking at alternatives.
Sure.
And we're seeing a massive demand for a solution, what we call our Pay Up solution. It's the Pay Just Now, Buy Now, Pay Later product, which is driven by the consumer's cell phone. So as long as they've got their cell phone and the retailer has a cell phone that they can transact. And so even some of South Africa's largest retailers are now rolling out that solution because it reduces the reliance on the point of sale device sitting on the actual on the counter,
sure.
Which doesn't have enough time to charge. And most people have a battery life on their phone.
So that's obviously great news for retailers and the ability to then respond to their customers' needs and frustrations. But unfortunately, in store, what they are seeing, as I mentioned, is abandoned shopping baskets and trolleys. And whether that speaks to food that now needs to be hurried back to the fridges and shelves because, it has to be stored in specific conditions, that then becomes a whole different area of concern. Something else that is, of course, out of the control of retailers is the fact that many of these retailers are still using pay terminals that are SIM card based, right? And that then means that they're reliant on cell phone towers being in working order, working condition. And not that they aren't in working condition, but the knock-on effect of the rolling blackouts is what's happening to these batteries and the backup batteries in the cell phone towers as well.
So one of the big challenges there, again, is because of the rolling blackouts, the cell phone towers have primarily been designed to be able to handle a specific period of time, and then they assume that the power would be restored for the rest of time so they can charge. So what's happening is the cell phone towers are not getting sufficient time to actually recharge their batteries. So when the second wave comes through, that's when we are seeing the experience of these older generation point-of-sale devices not having cell phone connectivity and thus the cell phone towers going offline. Mm. There's also obviously significant proliferation of the actual cell phone tower batteries. People are stealing these batteries because they have they've got, unfortunately, commercial value.
Yeah. You mentioned a helpful innovation or useful innovation that retailers are turning to, which is, you know, being able to pay later for their goods, etc. But in the South African perspective, what is the feeling around how we need to negotiate retail and shopping in general, whether it's in real life or online? Because we've got quite a unique set of challenges that we tend to deal with. And when it comes to our energy crisis, no solution seemingly on the horizon. What's the sense around how we need to start sort of innovating or thinking around, or rather looking around the corner? And looking out for challenges there.
So what we are seeing is a significant increase again. Really, what we saw when COVID happened, or the kickoff of COVID, where a lot of people have again moved to shopping online. So yes, the trolleys are being left at the tills, etc., and have to be repacked to the shelves. But if the retailer doesn't have an omni-channel solution, in other words, I can either buy it in store or I can buy it online. Those are the retailers that are struggling. So we're seeing a significant move again of people shopping online and using delivery services of retailers in the food sector, as an example.
Sure.
But a lot of people are now rather shopping at their convenience and online, and it's those retailers that don't have a very good online experience that is also seeing that a major dip in their business.
Yeah. Look, going omni, as you've just mentioned, seems like a daunting task if you've been a bricks and mortar store all along, or you've been functioning in the bricks and mortar space all along. Is there a high barrier to entry, as in, establishing that website, finding the right sort of shopping software that you can incorporate into the website that, once again, that gives your customers a seamless shopping experience, and perhaps even the delivery aspect? How do retailers then start to navigate that, especially in the world of load shedding, where traffic jams are a thing that you also have to contend with? So you might have wanted to promise your customer a 45-minute delivery time, but you're not in control of the fact that robots aren't going to be working.
100%, right? So I think, as you mentioned, South Africans are highly resilient, but also I think something that we mustn't underestimate is the skill of the South African population, in specifically in e-commerce. We have some of the large retailers in South Africa that are driving big e-commerce solutions. So there is significant skill in the country, technical skill for being able to achieve these objectives. And it is relatively simple using some of the big commerce platforms to very quickly get an e-commerce experience going. But yes, I agree with you. There is a lot of work still to be done on the last mile delivery, being able to get customers their goods, within a reasonable point of time. But it is quite simple to get a Shopify solution, as an example, online going, and some of the largest retailers in the world use that particular product, as an example. And you can get going really quickly. But I think the expectation is that the customer does want omnichannel. It's not, I can only live with in-store anymore. I don't want to go to the store because I don't want to go through those robots or sit in those traffic jams. I want the product to come to me.
Yeah. You mentioned a product or a solution, rather, such as Shopify just now. And for those that aren't au fait, or for those that have not been on the sort of back end of establishing an omni-channel business, what is it that Shopify does for you? Because by extension, you then start to incorporate services like your own at Pay Just Now into your offering as well. What is it that something like Shopify, for instance, does for someone who is going beyond bricks and mortar and wants to sell online as well?
So Shopify is a fully hosted platform where you can build a e-commerce experience yourself. It's very, very simple. And within a few minutes, you can actually have your own e-commerce store up and running. You can then customize it or get the assistance of a developer to help you customize it. But, I mean, the default experience is quite exceptional by itself.
Yeah.
And you can load your own products. You can set your own prices. You can integrate your payment providers, such as ourselves, allowing people to pay over longer terms. And very quickly, you could then start marketing that to your customers who are already walking into your store or were walking into your store if you've got decent information to be able to communicate with them.
Mm-hmm. You said at a very interesting nexus as the CEO of Pay Just Now, giving a payment solution that is, I don't know up to how many payments or installments of the payment, interest-free, but allowing, you know, consumers to access products and pass out the payment thereof. But you do set an interesting nexus of being able to chat to businesses, see what they need in the South African context. We're having this conversation on the back of load shedding affecting point of pay systems and affecting the, you know, sort of in real life shopping experience. But your advice to South African retailers, whether they're small or medium or just starting out, what's your advice to them about navigating this rather tricky time, but I think a time that, if navigated correctly, could stand them in good stead by way of insights and learnings for the future?
So for me, it would be embrace the omnichannel experience where your customer can shop online and in store. And solve for those challenges, because they are real. They are real challenges, and that's the way people want to shop. Then, secondly to that, you know, if you can't accept payments in your store because of load shedding, your online experience, which you don't have to worry about the data center and the power, et cetera, that's available. So customers can still engage with you through that channel, but make sure that you have payment options available that suit the customer's needs. So have a payment option that is a debit card and a credit card option. Have a buy now, pay later, because that is the way people are paying now, such as ourselves, where we split the payment for you interest-free into three installments. Have those options available and then obviously solve the delivery process. There are partners that you can partner with on the delivery side, and very quickly you can get yourself up and running.
How good are we at communicating as well? The fact that one shops and shops and shops, gets the till ends told, we're down.
Yeah, exactly. And I think you've unfortunately got one or two chances at this. You know, I think customers have moved back to the in-store experience, but when they get to the mall, the lights are off and the door's closed. You know, and that is a frustrating experience. Unfortunately, I think we haven't solved that as yet. And that's why I am saying that you have to have an omni-channel experience to say, you know, if it's on the door, please note we are offline in store, but you can shop online, you know, and you will get your goods delivered.
All right. We're going to leave it right there. Craig Newborn is the CEO of Pay Just Now. Thank you so much for your time this morning.